And once again, we get going with In-Depth here on All Lotus Radio Stations, our PSA program. It is my third and final interview with two wonderful individuals, Meg Raganese from Nevada Department of Transportation, and you got Nevada Highway Patrol's Matt McLaughlin. How are you both?
Excellent.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Meg, thanks so much for coming in. I think it's important to talk about these issues. Specifically, we're kind of getting in-depth with distracted driving. And, I mean, with certain laws legalizing recreational substances, this might kind of play into that as far as driving is concerned, but definitely cell phones and other things that distract us daily.
Absolutely. And we really appreciate you bringing awareness to this, because in our everyday lives, you know, a lot of people don't think about the phone and how in the context of driving, it can truly be a danger. And that's just one potential driving distraction. There are so many others out there. So we appreciate you raising awareness of this.
Of course. No, it's my pleasure to have you. And I think it's kind of good to call it distracted driving, because that's a big umbrella. I mean, because everybody's just like, oh, I can't text while I drive, but I can do other things. No, you can't. You shouldn't.
Exactly.
It's
the
unsafe.
Infotainment centers in vehicles nowadays,
right.
Very, very distracting. Not only visually distracting, but cognitively distracting as well. Mm-hmm. So it's important that drivers know the range of distractions that can be out there and make sure they don't encounter those and they limit those as they're out there on the road.
Definitely. So what kinds of things should we avoid when we're driving? I mean, cell phone is kind of goes without saying.
Absolutely. And to reiterate, and Trooper McLaughlin can expand on this, but of course, as many drivers in Nevada know, it has long, for many years, been illegal to operate a handheld device that includes cell phones, GPS, other devices of the type, while driving. So that, of course, is one of the major distractions out there. But, you know, other things as well, like I mentioned, the infotainment centers now in vehicles, the GPS systems that are not handheld, all of those can be distracting. And also the stuff that have been in our vehicles for years and years, you know, even music systems,
right.
Stereos, all that, those can be their own distraction. And the first tip that I really want to provide is I think it's imperative that we as drivers give a second to think about that before we even get into the vehicle. Mm-hmm. How am I on my trip going to limit that? Am I going to put the cell phone in the back seat, in the glove compartment where I can't get to it, where I won't be tempted? Will I turn on silent? Will I look for an app that won't ring those calls through to me as I'm driving? Those are all options and important things to think about each time we get in our vehicle. How are we going to limit those potentially deadly driving distractions?
Definitely. And let's kind of take it to Matt a little bit. What's been your experience? What is something you're seeing a lot? What's a prevalent distracted driving kind of problem?
Distracted driving, like Meg said as well, it is a huge umbrella. It encompasses quite a few different issues. One of probably the primary one that we still see out here on a daily basis, doesn't matter time of the day, is that cell phone. It is the person that is texting. The thing that motorists don't seem to comprehend is that just having that cell phone in your hand is a violation of that law. Just because you're looking at Facebook or Twitter or flipping through a media station, whatever it might be, trying to find a podcast, all of those are distractions, and it's encompassed underneath the hands-free law. So motorists need to remember, there's nothing that is that important that cannot wait in terms of the cell phone. And like Meg pointed out as well, as a driver, it's your responsibility to make sure that you are not distracted. You put that phone somewhere where it is not going to become that distraction. What I personally do when I'm driving, I carry two cell phones. I have my personal phone and I have one for work here at the Highway Patrol. I put them both in the glove compartment. My truck has the Bluetooth built in from the factory. Both phones will ring through there. There's no text message that is that important.
Yeah.
If somebody needs something, they can call me. But to kind of get away from cell phones for a moment, I mean, it's unbelievable to see some of the distractions out there. I've seen anything from people eating to doing makeup. They've got the visor flipped down. They're applying makeup. They're painting their fingernails. I had somebody painting their toenails one time. Extremely flexible individual. But the thing is, people think that the cell phone law, okay, it's the distraction is the cell phone. But the bottom line is, for somebody that's doing or has a distraction of some type, be it putting on their makeup or eating, they have an animal in the car and they're distracted by that. Kids, passengers, whatever it might be. There's also distractions outside the car, pedestrians, other motorists. But what people do is they'll start exhibiting that behavior almost like a drunk driver, an impaired driver often will. We'll see them. We'll be following along.
Just swerving
along. They're all over the road. They're driving from one side to the other. They're braking. They're speeding up. They can't maintain a speed. And you'll get up a little bit closer, and you'll see that person is not looking at the road. They're looking down. They're just not paying attention, and it's extremely dangerous and almost I think last time we kind of did a figure on it, it was about 85% of the rear-end collisions that we see during commute time here in the northern Nevada area are because people are distracted.
Yeah. Well, then we need to put a stop to that. And one thing, I mean, honestly, just get going earlier. If you have to do makeup in your car or eat in your car, maybe you just need to give yourself an extra 20 minutes in the morning before you get in your vehicle to eat and put on your makeup.
You know, Ian, I wish that more people would subscribe to that theory because we try to leave 5 minutes later. We set our alarm. We hit snooze one more extra time. So you're running a few minutes late.
Actually, yeah. I'm here preaching, but I totally do the same thing. Yeah.
And we're all guilty of it at some point. But unfortunately, here in the Reno Sparks area, people commute and there's so many people and the highways have so many travel lanes that that people end up in a traffic situation, which is – that's how it is. You know that you commute. You drive at 7 o'clock in the morning to be at your job at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. So like you said, leave 5 minutes earlier. Get everything you need to get taken care of at home done. That way you're not distracted once you get behind the wheel.
Precisely. So moving from distracted driving to maybe options, you actually sent me a list. You were good enough to send me a list, Meg, of other alternatives you can do, such as hands-free and so on and so forth. What ideas do we have?
Well, and that hands-free one is one option. But one thing that I do want to point out is that although state law currently does allow use of hands-free devices, that is still what we call a cognitive distraction, meaning your mind is focused on that when it should be focused on driving. If you're on the cell phone, for example, studies have shown that just being on that cell phone, whether it is hands-free or handheld, it actually limits what your brain is able to see in your environment on the road in front of you by half. So basically, you're cutting your visibility in half, and it can be deadly. Unfortunately, statistics show that there are roughly 100 fatalities every year in Nevada due to distracted driving, but I'm sure Trooper McLaughlin can testify that that's really only the tip of the iceberg, because knowing what distractions are in each vehicle that lead to each crash is basically impossible to recreate.
Right.
So we know that it's more, but 100 fatalities every year for distractions that can be documented and recreated in that crash situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it obviously has deadly, deadly consequences. And that's why it's so important to think of other options that you as a driver can do to limit your own distractions.
No, very good. All right. Well, is there anything we haven't touched on that you really want to hit home? I mean, we talked about, of course, what the umbrella of distracted driving, other alternatives, and so on and so forth. But is there anything?
If I can just kind of make a comment here, it's one thing that I try to tell different groups when we come in and we talk about driving in general. But the thing that I tell them, and it's a good piece of advice to get out to the listeners as well, is that anything that takes your attention off of the road is a distraction. You need to be paying 100% of your attention to that road in front of you. You know, the things that are going on around you, the environmental factors, things going on inside your car, whatever it might be, those things are preventable. There's no reason you need to be focusing on that. You need to, you're driving a one ton, two ton, sometimes more vehicle. It's a missile, basically, down the highway. It takes a lot of focus to operate that vehicle. And we take it for granted as motorists. We think, I drive this route every single day. I drive from Sparks to Reno, and I drive home. Nothing is going to happen to me.
Right.
So you get a little lazy. You start looking down at the radio, you pull out your cell phone, and all of a sudden, boom, you have rear-ended that car in front of you that is getting ready to turn right. They've had their signal on for 20 seconds, but you didn't see it because you were so focused on whatever was going on.
True enough.
And studies show that if you're distracted for just 5 seconds, so for example, maybe just looking down at a text that's coming in, a 5 second distraction, if you're traveling 55 miles an hour, you're going to travel the length of a football field. So just picture that. And as Trooper McLaughlin is describing, how dangerous that could be, especially in rush hour traffic.
Definitely. So aside from the deadly consequences, what are the financial consequences of this? If someone like Matt should pull you over, what are we looking at ticket-wise?
Well, and it varies. The easiest one to articulate is the hands-free, the cell phone law, if you will. So those have a few different parameters to them. The first offense for a cell phone, it is $150. It doesn't put any points on your license, but it is an expensive fine.
Yeah.
Up from there, the second time cell phone is about, I think it's $250. It puts a point on your license. From there, third offense goes up to more points and a higher fine, almost up to $400. From there, if you're found guilty of it after that, then you will lose your license. It gets suspended for 6 months or a longer period of time, depending how many times you've committed that offense. So that is the cell phone and hands-free part of it. But like we talked about, those other distractions that we see, the people that are driving all over the road that almost simulate an impaired driver, they cannot maintain their travel lane. That citation there is a few hundred dollars. It also puts up to 4 points on your license. So those types of things are extremely dangerous. You know, and it's just because you are eating or whatever the situation might be, you are extremely dangerous, not just to yourself, but to other motorists on the highway. And that's something that we have zero tolerance for. Our overall goal is zero fatalities. We have a ways to go until we get there, but with the help of other agencies and some of the other entities that we work with, as well as trying to get this message out to the public, hopefully we can reach that goal of zero fatalities here very soon.
Amen.
And we hope that every individual driver will make that their goal for themselves and their family. Every time that they're stepping into a vehicle, every time that they're on the roadways, asking themselves, what is your goal for yourself and your family? Obviously, it's going to be zero fatalities, and you need to follow through in that by limiting distractions per this discussion. Of course, not driving impaired and doing all of the other important safe driving habits that you should really get into to protect yourselves and your family and everyone else on the road.
There we go. All right. Meg Raganese from the Nevada Department of Transportation, Mr. Mac McLaughlin from Nevada Highway Patrol. Thank you both for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you for your time.